Okay, welcome to today's Friday coffee. I haven't taken coffee myself, but still have the energy to talk anyway. So we are starting off. My name is Benjamin Ashuma. I work in finance. I think I haven't interacted with many of you. I speak to a number of people on phone, but many do not really know the face behind the voice. Today we have visitors around, and maybe before we go to the normal program that we shall have where we introduce our research visitors or in-ring visitors generally, we have Safaricom who are around. Most of you know that Safaricom is actually the biggest company in Kenya, not just in Kenya, maybe in East and Central Africa. And they made quite a big number of billions in form of profits. So we are hoping that as they come here, they'll also leave maybe 1 or 2 billions to support research, because by the end of the day, actually, the farmers are the ones who call too much and transfer money from one area to the other. So let me start off by asking that any visitors on campus be introduced. So if you have any visitors on campus, this is the opportunity for you to introduce them. Any visitors? Sorry? So if there's no visitor, maybe let me share a story a little just to make sure that we are also encouraged in one way or the other. The first time I bought my Safaricom line and a mobile device, I was actually in college by then. And I remember it was a bit expensive even calling from just the network itself. It used to cost around, I think, 28 shillings. Per minute, but right now I think the cost has really gone down. It's around 4 or 3 shillings per minute. But the interesting bit was that when I was in college, I had a friend of mine who used to stay with me in the same room, and the friend was actually interested in a lady at college. So what this guy did, he didn't really have the courage to approach the lady. So the guy thought for some time, then he happened to get the number of this lady. When he took the number, he went, came with it now in the room, decided to write a very long, nice message. Of course, all of us have been there. Okay, most of us, not all of us then. So he wrote a very good message to this lady, sent it actually at around 11 p.m. at night. Then he slept off. He switched off his phone and slept. Of course, he was waiting that when he wakes up in the morning, he'll get a very nice message from the lady. He had never spoken to her, like expressed his intentions to the lady. So he woke up in the morning, switched on the phone, a message came in. But because he was too excited to read the message, he never looked at the phone. So he said, well, let me hang on. I'll look at the message maybe after the lesson. So he went for the lesson, came back to the room. When he looked at the message, you can imagine what the message was. It was actually from Safaricom telling him that he has insufficient funds. So, okay, that was just one of the funny things that I happened to learn when I was in college. It's always good to check your balance. And I think Safaricom people will be very happy to take you through some of these things. Any visitor? Okay.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everybody. We don't have a visitor in the real sense, but as a staff member, I have here Stanley, who is working in the Dairy Genetics Senegal. Most of you don't see him that often. So Stanley, can you say hi to the little fraternity?
Hello everyone. It's true I'm in since 2012, and I've been coming here on a regular basis. I'm really very happy to be here today, and especially to make to link the names of people I've been working with to the faces. It's very interesting for me, and I hope to be coming very soon. Thank you.
Thank you. So let's go to the next session. If you have any new students or staff, this is the time to introduce them. Please come forward. Okay, if there are new students or staff, I think this is my second presentation, and it's sometimes swearing and interesting, but whenever I call for maybe new visitors and staff, I don't really find people coming forward. So let me give you another story as people try to come forward, because we still have a few minutes. I don't know if it's a real story, or maybe it's just only someone who came up with the story. With this pastor who had organized a fundraising function in their church. And of course, what happens in Kenya, you find that whenever we organize these fundraising functions in church, we always invite a politician, because we always explain that they have quite a number of, I mean, they have a lot of money and they're able to be generous enough. So when the pastor, when the church was actually waiting for the politician to arrive, the pastor decided, okay, well, the politician is a bit late. Let me give them a story. So this is how the story went. The pastor said, the first time I stepped into this parish, there is one congregant who moved forward and gave a testimony. And the confession that the person gave is that he had stolen a lot of money from their neighbor and their friends. He had engaged in some very funny activities that were not right, even according to the law. And that he had actually snatched his friend, the wife actually to the friend. And as the pastor continued, everyone actually was shocked, and everyone was raising their eyebrows. Then as the pastor was almost coming to an end, he said, that's the worst confession I ever had when I stayed in this parish. So I was wondering, how am I going to really survive in this kind of environment, with such kind of people? Then immediately the politician arrived. And because he was actually told to make some, to give some short speech before the fundraising begins, he pulled out his note from the pocket. And this is what the politician said. I remember the first time Pastor Steve came to this parish. We were all excited, and I was the first one to come in front and give a confession. So actually, everyone, you can imagine what happened. Okay, let's go to the next item. Any other announcements, ongoing workshops, seminars? Any announcement from management? Of course, Jimmy is around with us. So, any announcement?
Good morning, everyone. I just wanted to make an announcement about next week's Friday morning coffee. We're going to change things up and take it to the Info Center. We're going to be talking about OCS. How many people have heard about OCS? Raise up your hands high. So those are like six people. The rest of you, what does OCS stand for? Mzito Obama's Control Center? System? Anyone wants to try, what is OCS? I'm going to come to you. Let me try. One corporate system?
You didn't raise up your hand.
How many people do you think it will affect? Raise up your hand if OCS is going to change anything about the way you work. So the rest of you don't think it's going to affect you? Now this is where you're going to find out next week during Friday morning coffee at the Info Center. We're going to have activities where you're going to learn how OCS is going to affect you, because it is going to affect you, right? So how many of you will come and learn a bit about OCS? Yay, all of you, great, thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, I've got two seminars to announce next week. On Wednesday and Thursday, I'm going to give two sessions on speaking and presentation skills. The first one on Wednesday will be on general presentation, and the second one will be specifically on designing slides for scientific presentations. This is mainly aimed at students, but really everyone is welcome, and I'm sure everyone can benefit from learning about how you can communicate your work, and particularly how you can communicate your science better to really have impact.
So thank you. So we have another announcement from Pastoral. I'll call one of the own to just give us more info on the same. Someone from Pastoral? Alternatively, I'll read whatever they are given to me. Pastoral presents Rumba Night, Friday 14th August, should be today, with Best Boys Entertainment, DJ Dan Speeder. Haven't heard of him. Okay. I'm not sure about the charges, if it's free or not. That's the clarification maybe needed from them. But let's just know that there's a Rumba Night today with the Best Boys Entertainment. So if there are no other announcements, I assume. I said our biggest guest today is actually Safaricom. So I want to take this opportunity to welcome Hillary, who will ultimately welcome the Safaricom team.
Good morning. So I want to take this opportunity to welcome and invite Safaricom. As you may know, Safaricom are one of the main service providers, being that they provide us with the services of telephone connection and internet connection. They are our main backup, they provide our main backup link to the internet. And they provide services that are probably used by each and every person, because through their E1 services, each and every person who has a telephone extension has a dialect line or a dialect Safaricom number. So I'm going to ask them to... So I'm going to ask them to introduce themselves, and I'm going to ask them to do that. Laura Riziki is Safaricom account manager, so assigned to Iri, and I'm going to ask her to introduce the team.
Okay. Good morning. Thank you so much for having us here. It's been a pleasure. We like seeing your faces. We are a very close-knit family, and it's something we're going to also take home to Safaricom. Maybe we should be having more of this frequently also on our end. But for today, we're here to showcase our services, what we have to offer, our new products. We're also going to be selling some phones. We're also going to be doing some SIM swaps from 3G to 4G. We heard about 4G network? 4G? Yes. So we'll look at your phones and see if it's compatible with what we have for the 4G network, then we can be able to change you. I'm going to introduce my team. Actually, there's my team, the one from the tent right in the middle, where you'll be congregating. I have Smite, Zipora, and Josephine. Yes. So Josephine will tell us a bit of what we're coming to do here. Yeah, thank you so much. Good morning. Thank you for having us. We're so jazzed. This is a beautiful place. It has all been such a beautiful place in a long time, and to see such love. And we haven't been here for me, but it's nice for this being done. We appreciate you having us. We have come to introduce to you the newest devices we have. Can you give us the terms so that we can showcase, we can also replace for you your lines to the 4G lines that we have. You might be asking, what is 4G? We're moving from 3G. 3G is it's everywhere actually in Kenya, but right now 4G is spread to Nairobi Town and Haninga in Westlands. We're in these places. We want to give you better speeds. We want to give you better experiences. So can you have your SIM card replaced? Can you upgrade your device if you're still using the Kabonde? We appreciate that you give us services every day, every time, and right now we want to offer you what we have. So can you give me the terms so that we experience that? As Safaricom, we want to improve on our services, give you the best, what is excellent services. We want to put you as a customer first, because it's something we promote, we call the Net Promoter Score. We know that everything that we provide to you, you're also going to give feedback. Can you feel free to give feedback, because we also need to take that back home and work on it. So please feel free to visit us and have this experience. We really thank you for this. And by the way, because of the services that you provide to us and the warm welcome, we will have something small for you. We have cake. So you can also have a bite. We'll be doing that inside. So feel free to come through. Oh, actually here outside. Thank you. Oh, by the way, Benjamin, insufficient funds. Oh, here you are. Insufficient funds, don't worry. The lady got fired, so if you need it, you can call.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, thanks Hillary and Safaricom team. I'm so happy. I feel part of both Hillary and Safaricom now. And maybe for Lillian for sending the email. Actually, the first time I read the email, sometimes the subject determines whether you need to read the email so fast or you need to look at it later. So when I looked at Safaricom Clinic, you know, the word clinic just comes to my mind. It has to do something, I mean, related to medical something. Maybe it should have been Safaricom exhibition or something. Okay, that's my take. And as Hillary mentioned, something to do with the internet. I just remembered a number of call people. I don't know if Safaricom will help, but occasionally I receive emails, by the way, from different countries of people who are asking for my bank account so that they deposit some money. I don't know, their relative passed on and left a fortune. But my question has always been, I usually reply those emails, by the way. I get time, I reply them. I always tell them, well, in Kenya, I think it's the cheapest place to get a bank account. So do this, send me 2,000 out of the 20 something billion dollars. I'll open a good account for you. I'll send you the account details. So none of them replies. So to me, I assume those are called. So thank you very much for coming. You have mentioned something to do with the cake. All of us are excited. I love cake. So I'll invite Lillian and the Safaricom team to just to have a moment of cutting the cake. Then all of us can have a bite. Enjoy your Friday, enjoy your weekend, and see you on Monday. One piece. Thank you very much.